It's nuts.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep.
What's good?
Harry.
Yo.
And Dodge on his phone right now.
What's up?
So we're going to start today's episode with the Super Bowl. We saw the Rams secure their ring with Aaron Donald.
In a really close one. I just want to say first.
Go ahead.
First off.
Go ahead.
The only reason I said the Bengals, I wanted the Bengals to win, was so the Rams won. No. I know if I had said the Rams were going to win, they would have lost. I know that.
You think your choice matters that much?
Yes.
In the universe?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
If you say it's
not my choice, I just know that it would just happen.
In America.
How close was it? It was 23-20. It was 23-20.
Yeah. It was a good game. It was a good game.
So
it's manifesting.
Yeah. The Bengals had it in the bag. And the defense gave up at the end, and the offense kind of
all line gave
out,
up,
right?
I don't know if it's more three, their offense or had, the Rams' defense.
What do you mean they didn't score a single point in the fourth quarter? They didn't score a single point in the fourth quarter, bro.
Seven sacks.
The Rams in like the second half were just like, all right, we're just gonna
we're just gonna bull rush them. We said there's gonna be
one
thing that's gonna make the difference. It's the Rams' defense.
It was Aaron Donald. That was the
Rams' defense. If Jalen Ramsey, he got burnt, a couple times, but he still fucking stood his ground, though.
That was crazy. That one foul on him.
The face mask.
The
face mask play was OD.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know how, I mean, I'm not surprised, but I don't know how the refs, like, I don't know how.
When
every year,
live,
there's always that one play that they just completely blow.
I think when it was live, when it, like, happened, it just looked like, who's the receiver on that?
But they replay, like, almost every single
on
play.
On that play, who's the receiver?
Wasn't it Jamal
Higgins or was it? It was T. Higgins. Yeah.
It looked like Higgins like did like a cutback and like he just Ramsey went flying.
Yeah.
But like on the other side, you see his face, your hand in his face.
Yeah, so. But when you think about it, this stuff happens so fast in real time.
Exactly.
Like sometimes these refs skill can't see it, right? But that's what we expect.
We have
that's
all
what
this replay.
Replay.
We have all this shit.
That's what
reason.
We expect with the replay.
If but there's people in New York watching,
at the same time, then the Bengals kind of got caught. The refs didn't call those ticky-tacky fouls until 2 minutes left in the game. They called four penalties on the Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's the only thing that people can be a little bit, you know, like, kind of got, like, robbed is because they let them play the entire game, right? If you let them play the entire game, you can't call that stuff.
That's when you get it. It was 23-20.
At the same time, the Rams did look like the better team in the second half.
Yeah,
they did.
It's what we expected. Without Odell, too.
Yep.
When OBJ was in, I think in the first half, the yards of separation just the receiver Rams receivers were getting compared to the Bengals receivers, it was like double.
Yeah,
like even if
he
Stafford
just opened
wasn't
up
finding,
so much,
even
and
if
he
Stafford
was,
wasn't finding all the like guys, like Odell was getting big plays, and like every receiver was wide open. And then in the second half, they kind of closed up a little bit, and it was just Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, Cooper
I think the
Kupp.
Rams definitely deserved it. They deserved the win.
I mean,
even on that last play with. The sack of Aaron Donald.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That throw, I know Burrow's was like falling
it still
and spinning.
Was, bro, it was
like 2-3 yards off from being a first down.
That was the kind of questionable thing to me is the Bengals coaching. Like I know Zach Taylor's a great head coach. They got him this far, but why is P. Ryan in on two plays that determine the Super Bowl? Where's Joe Mixon? Joe Mixon in the second half like looked like he wasn't even playing. You have to go through your best running back. The Rams ran the ball.
He only had 72 yards.
The Bengals controlled the line of scrimmage on defense, so the Rams didn't get that many yards, but they were still attempting to run it.
I think
even attempting to running the like to run the ball affects how
both
the defense
game plans
plays.
For both teams were kind of obvious.
Very like the Bengals were very obvious.
Even going into this game, yeah. So I know that's what I was gonna say. The Rams, not as much, but we kind of Bengals. We know they're gonna run the ball. They're gonna run the ball. As soon as that goes up, they want to throw their receivers. They want to throw to Jamar Chase. They want to throw to T. Higgins. They want to throw to Joe Mixon. You know what I mean? They want to do that. And then when they don't have that, every once in a while, they give it to Joe Mixon. It's obvious. It was obvious in the second half. All they did was try to throw the ball.
The Rams' defense is just too good. Like Bengals can't do seven-step dropbacks like they usually do, right? That's what we've seen all years that they just throw deep balls everywhere, right? We only saw a few this game, and that was when Joe Burrow escaped pressure, like stepped up in the pocket, not like
I just don't.
He's not just sitting in a pocket just diming, right? He's on the move almost every play. And that's because Aaron Donald, and you guys know that Aaron Donald is the sixth player in history to win multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards and win a Super Bowl. Mm. You know who else done that?
Who, sir?
Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis, Reggie White, Mike Singletary, and Mean Joe Green. That's the company Aaron Donald's with. So,
I believe he's top three defensive players ever. I think he's. I mean, he might even be like
could be number one.
And I was going to say he could be.
But there's also rumors of him retiring. So,
most likely.
But really hope he doesn't.
Let's run it back.
Blacked out. He wasn't going to say no at the parade. Blacked out.
He's retired. He should have retired.
He would have gotten booed.
Yeah, he's gotten everything he needs to.
But he's only like 30.
Yeah,
but it's football.
It'd be like a Barry Sanders, like Calvin Johnson thing, like retiring right in your prime.
It's going to take a heavy toll on him.
I don't know. I feel like he's not going to retire. He just wants a bigger contract. He's not getting paid like an insane amount.
No, he's not.
That's what he wants. And he deserves it. If you're the Rams, you throw everything.
He got to be the highest paid defensive player.
He should be
for him to be.
I don't know if he is. I don't think he is.
He was for a little bit. I think it was a lineman, right?
Not anymore, basically.
But I'm saying now, his status has gone up. Like, his legacy's gone bigger, the past, 2-3 years. I think he just wants a bigger contract.
Let's talk about Matthew Stafford messing up twice in the game, throwing two interceptions. But he really dialed in with Cooper Kupp towards the end of the game. That's what they've been doing all season.
Right?
Cooper Kupp was the Super Bowl MVP.
Exactly.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
Every play seemed like in the fourth quarter was to Cooper Kupp. Yeah. Every play we're just like he caught it again. Are they allowing him to catch the ball? And how is Stafford and Kupp have this chemistry?
And it was all in the second. He had two touchdowns.
How are they doing yards this quick? In the first year? It's crazy to me.
They've been doing that for most of the season. When they needed to dial in, it's just Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford.
Because Odell was hurt or questionable. Yeah. And
so it's back to the basics, basically.
Why not? They went 16-5, bro.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the year.
I think the Rams have shown that going all in on a team, not worrying about the luxury tax and all that, getting the big name players pretty much pays off nowadays. Yeah. The Bucks last year did the same thing, got a bunch of players, won it. The Chiefs the year before that.
If you have those key pieces that you can throw money at and they're there and they're playing not really in their prime, but pretty much
getting free agents and stuff
it makes a big difference.
Yeah. As a Saints fan, how'd you like that game winning touchdown by Cooper Kupp to be on Eli Apple?
Eli Apple got sauced.
I think Saints and Giants fans are very happy. And I mean, fans who anywhere just don't like the Bengals. You didn't see all
the shit that Eli Apple said about.
He said about a lot of stuff.
That's why I asked him.
Everybody in the Bengals division probably is so happy.
Eli Apple is not. He's so bad. He's not.
He got flamed for a week after, and then he just tweeted a few days ago or went on Instagram and something was like, "You guys have relit my flame" or some bullshit. you're gonna get torched again next year.
Again and again and again and again.
You can't just magically turn amazing this far into your career. It doesn't work like that.
So, was this a good rebuild year for the Bengals?
Not rebuild. They just went to the Super Bowl.
I think they have everything top to bottom.
They just went to the Super Bowl with a rookie wide receiver and pretty much
O-line, though.
The only thing, a second-year
quarterback, quote unquote, because he didn't finish his first year.
The only gaping hole in the entire team is the offensive line. Their D-line controlled the game. Their D-line controlled the Rams' offense, and that's as much as you can ask for from a D-line, right? Their cornerbacks are decent. Their safeties are pretty good. Their receivers are amazing. Their tight ends are good. Mm-hmm. Two decent running backs. It's just the O-line, and I think they're going to draft three or four O-linemen and then probably get one in free agency. So I don't know. They should be able to compete next year, but do you guys think the Bengals are here to be a contender for the next few years?
I think if Joe Burrow continues to sell in the way that he's
the Ravens will be healthy, the Bills will get better, the Chiefs will get better.
This was not a lucky year for the Bengals, but it was a hot year and it was their year to take advantage of all the injuries and stuff like that. And they caught fire at the perfect time, bro. The last eight games of the season, they just went all out and they almost beat the Rams. Almost a perfect team. And the fact that they lost Odell and he caught a touchdown, yeah. So that made an impact, I guess, at the end of the game, right? But I can see the Ravens beating them in a playoff game soon. Maybe, but...
And if the Steelers get a big name quarterback, maybe. If the Browns...
But we just lost Juju's gone, so...
Why? What do you mean he's gone?
He's a free agent on Monday, yeah.
But, I mean, he could just be testing it. He tested it last time, too, and he still came back, right? Remember he wanted rumors of him going to the Chiefs, yeah, and then he was like, yeah, I'm just going to sign with the Steelers.
I think he's going to leave.
There's rumors Odell is going to the Chiefs,
I think,
too.
If we unless we figure out our quarterback situation by Monday, which I don't think is going to happen. But you never know.
It's crazy. Yeah, but in a few weeks, we're going to have
like,
a lot of big
like you
news
said,
about
2-3 weeks. Yeah, give it 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to end this Super Bowl talk with congratulating Detroit for sending Eminem and Matthew Stafford to the Super Bowl. They really made it.
Yo, that's funny
shit. That was a great Super Bowl halftime show, not going to lie.
Yeah, that was, I just, yeah, for the culture and all that shit.
Shout
like,
out 50.
50 killed
almost
it.
Died for y'all entertainment.
Was, yeah.
Man was hanging
it looked
upside
like he was
down, ready
pop.
To die.
Go, shorty.
Y'all see him go up, though? Y'all see him go up? Y'all say he fat the way he did that pull-up and turned upside
big.
Down, bro?
I mean, but like,
he's not.
You guys see
big.
That like half the stadium was just looking at the back of the stage? So
yeah.
They couldn't even see anything?
Obviously, it's like that.
That's an L. Imagine paying that much money and you can't even see
it. I'm sure prices like vary because of that too, right?
Yeah, but then again,
probably,
bro, but
right?
You go into the Super Bowl, you're still paying money.
Staring at a blank wall. Yeah, I've heard
the actual experience is...
Like, I'm sure it was on the screen. They have the huge Jumbotron.
Yeah,
but
still,
like,
you'd like to see it. I mean, yeah. for the past shows, like The Weeknd or, like, other artists, like, you can
real
see it from all,
real
from
fans
all over
don't
the
go
place.
For the halftime show.
Nah,
they
but you...
Okay,
nah,
so
if you're drunk and shit, like, I want to see that shit. I don't want to see the back of the fucking...
That's true.
Whatever the
that's
fuck
true.
They put up.
That's
the,
true.
That, I don't know what the fuck was that. White House or, like, what it was. I don't want to see the back of it. Let me see 50's head.
It was hyped, though. It was fire. LeBron was enjoying himself.
LeBron
there was a lot of
LeBron
Kanye.
LeBron was fanned out.
Pretty much every big like celebrity was there.
So
even celebrities from like other sports were there.
LeBron was big fanned out.
Next year, just random, just wild guess right now. Who do you think?
There's so much that
who do you think could?
Don't make me say it.
Who could? Do you think the Rams can repeat?
No,
he's gonna say the Saints.
The Saints are winning the Super Bowl next year.
I've heard the Saints.
Is Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson is going to be our quarterback?
That's just the fuck.
A fresh face as our offensive coordinator, fresh head coach, a very good defense. Why are we talking about this? All right, this is what we're super. You asked me a question and I can't resist. So the Saints is my pick.
Shit, then I mean the Steelers could even.
There's so much that can happen within the next few weeks.
If Deshaun Watson comes back, imagine him to the Saints.
He's getting traded, but I don't think to the Saints.
Okay.
All this trade talk will take place in the next few weeks
after all these big names.
NBA.
So, moving on from the NFL, let's get right into the NBA. We saw a little improvement from the best teams on each conference. They finally won a few games, but... In a great comeback fashion, the Nets came back against. What did they come back against the other day?
Wow, fake fan, fake fan,
New York Knicks,
fake Knicks fan in the Garden, and then we saw Anthony Disney go out with an ankle injury. Now he's going to be gone for.
Come on, he got hurt.
Hey, Disney.
He's going to be out for another 3 months.
Why is a big man wearing low top Kobe's?
The X-ray came back negative. So what's
MRI midfoot sprain?
Four weeks.
It's a good sprain. It's going to take 4 weeks.
Aaron Donald's the AD of LA. That's what I heard.
I mean, I agree though.
Yeah, it's truth.
But after that shocking win by the Sixers over the Bucks, the Sixers are now the third seed in the East, behind the Bulls and the Heat. We're both tied for first place.
And once James Harden come back, they're going to drop probably to the 10th, I'd say.
10th? You're crazy.
10th spot.
The Nets are in 8th right now, bro.
That's my prediction.
Fine.
So thoughts on Harden being on the bench still?
I think he's recovering from his injury and unlike
he got violated
the situation,
in the draft.
Unlike,
want to play.
Can I speak?
It's my turn.
All right. You're saying that Harden's still injured, and I think it's because he needs to fully rest. Unlike his...
He got violated in the draft.
What draft?
The All-Star draft.
Oh.
And that's why he doesn't want to play. And that's why he's extending. Telling me he wouldn't come back and want to play?
I agree though.
Everyone knows that.
If LeBron picked him second, he probably would have played.
I think if Harden,
as I was saying,
if Harden was really injured, he would not be able to wear those outfits he's been wearing.
Come on,
son. Bro,
whatever the funny, Batman funny, jacket funny. He was wearing.
You guys see him in the on that video with Embiid shooting step backs?
Yeah.
And
then fine to me.
No one with a strained hamstring is doing that.
Is doing step backs.
No one. Bullshit. Especially on an NBA
Dodge,
show.
You can't walk up the stairs without you feeling it, right? His shit is pulled for like a month.
You realize like you don't just tear your hamstring. You can have like minor, right? You still have to recover. You can walk up the stairs.
You can't walk up the stairs when it's sore.
You can't play
imagine.
You can't play a professional NBA basketball. There's a difference between soreness and pain. I think NBA players know that. Him being a player who does not miss games for things.
Isn't it a
like
little
that.
Bit sketchy that the report came out after the All-Star draft that he's going to miss the game?
I'm sure he's playing. A factor that KD didn't want to pick him is a factor. He's all right, let me just rest.
So he's on LeBron's team. Why is he worried about that?
So basically, it's...
He's missing same, out
should I risk
it's
it
the same
and play?
Story that we've seen over the past two seasons is that Harden is not a competitor.
Nope.
I guess.
That's it.
I guess.
At the highest level, he doesn't want to compete against other stars, so he just...
Tries to join them.
Just joins teams. That's what
Man,
he's doing
that must
now.
Be it. That must be it.
What's hilarious?
If you're telling me if... Like, I don't even know. Like, Ja Morant was picked last because he left a team or something. You think he wouldn't play in that game?
The All-Star game?
Yeah.
Ja Morant's under.
Why is Harden scared to play against? Scared to play against the other stars?
Are you joking? The All-Star game? That's a competitive game to you? That's a game where you should be worried about how skillful other players are going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Bullshit. So what? Zero, get out of here. There's no way. That is not a,
yo,
that's
you're
not a
crazy,
thing.
Yo. This guy
are you joking?
Crazy. You're serious right now?
You're being serious.
You're serious.
The All-Star game is a game
it
where...
It doesn't gauge anything?
It's a competitive game where
they made it
NBA
they made
players...
It, they made it competitive.
It's pretty competitive reason.
They literally made it competitive.
Okay. Yeah. That is not the reason he's not playing. Let's be serious.
But it's a big factor.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's like 50% why.
The mockery that was made of him. He's like, fuck that. Why would I play? I get it. People would do that.
Just like his hamstring, he's soft.
Just like yours.
I mean,
I'm not a
strong professional
athlete.
Huh?
Oh, I was talking to Dodge.
Dodge is not a professional athlete either.
I agree.
We're talking about big.
I can't believe you compare going up the stairs after working out to having a strained
I'm
hamstring.
Saying you couldn't. Exactly. So you're not supposed to be able to do those step backs.
Not even while you're walking.
He's doing step backs.
Game level step backs?
I mean,
pretty close.
Pretty, yeah.
Nah, come on, guys. Come on. Realistically,
what are your expectations for the Sixers this year? Is it ring or bust?
Yes.
Yes. For Harden, yeah. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying every
bust
year
where?
To
where is he going
to
bust to?
Huh?
Where is he going to bust
to
now?
He's going to text LeBron. What's good?
LeBron going to text him. Now that you got done with the East, come back to the West, baby.
He's going to have to trade AD for that.
Yeah, Westbrook.
I know.
What you talking about? I was like,
Embiid
AD?
Most definitely hates Westbrook. If he had issues with Ben Simmons, he'll have issues
with
Westbrook.
What the fuck Embiid and AD going to do on one team, bro? Come on.
Yeah. It's going to be a three-team trade.
No, but he's a free agent in the summer. There is no trades.
Who?
Harden's a free agent.
Yeah.
So. He could have opted in and had like
he's gonna
a
skip
big
back
ass
up
contract.
His bags.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like he's not gonna stay after the year unless they win the
go
ring.
Go to whatever team
unless
you can
they
go
the
to and get a ring. That's all he needs. Go retire after that, bro.
He gonna ask for more money.
Who?
Harden.
He gonna get the bag, bro. Of course,
which he doesn't deserve.
He doesn't.
What he's getting paid right now is what he deserves.
Yeah, he's not gonna get the same bag you got from Houston back in the day.
Well, yes,
it was like
he hasn't proved
200, like
anywhere.
50 mil or something.
James Harden right now is the second highest paid player in the NBA.
Yeah. I was like, what you mean he's not getting paid? Like,
who said he's
Houston?
Not getting paid that much?
He's like back in Houston.
No,
like,
you say he's currently getting paid what he should.
What he deserves.
Yeah.
He's not getting anything more than that.
He's not getting more.
He's going to get
that.
Less, that's, if anything.
Hey,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, too.
Anything around there is good.
Nah, there's no way, bro.
There's like some crazy
not with that kind of
if, in and had
okay,
way
it,
more
it
money.
Honestly, it depends on how he plays the rest of the season. If he comes and is dropping like 30, 10, and 10, it's a different story.
Bro, but I think it's good. Philly's a good destination for him because with a good big.
That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
But
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I just feel like both those players don't have that like edge in the playoffs where they can, you know, just take over a game.
I'll show you an edge.
I don't think they can win a ring together.
As a fan, all you can do is hope, right?
You have to hope a lot of this season.
Yeah. Must be.
Y'all just got blown out by the Celtics.
I don't think there's any.
But then we just beat
anymore.
The Bucks. So
by 2 points, you got lucky because they messed up at the end.
So how's Russell Westbrook?
You'd have to. Why are you bringing Westbrook? I don't understand.
I don't know. That's
Jay's team.
Speaking of Westbrook, let's transition to Lakers real quick.
Yeah, he was the solid and sole reason that they came back against the Jazz the other
right
day.
Now are sitting in ninth place as we speak. The Blazers are 2 games behind them, and the Clippers are 2 games ahead of them.
You see, when they let Westbrook close out the game, they come back and they win against a team like the Jazz.
I don't think he should be benched. I disagree with him.
Bro, that is crazy.
I agree with that.
He shouldn't have to prove his
especially
worth.
Comes
the
off.
The first team back from the Suns is 6.5 games away. The Warriors.
Yep, the Suns have it in the bag, probably.
Bro, the Lakers, the Clippers are 20 games behind, and they're in eighth.
Whispered that all sinister, bro.
Bro, that's insane, Dodge.
Yes.
I don't think you understand that.
Elaborate.
And they're on a 7-game win streak right now.
But now AD is going to be out. Where are the Lakers going to finish? In a playoff spot? In a play-in spot?
Maybe play-in.
But if they go in the play-in
again
this year?
8, 9, and 10, right?
Last year they go in a play-in or no?
Is it 8, 9, and 10 or is it 8, 9? Or 7, 8, 9.
I know. Eight gets dropped.
I think it might be. I think it might be 7, 8, 9.
It's a play-in, so
I don't really know.
But where
it's,
is it?
It's a, I forgot how. What's the, it's, like, it has like a formula, but like it's
yes,
there's a play-in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, like, it's at the end of the season where you they have like
7 through 10.
Yeah. They have like a few matches, and then you know.
April 12th. 2 months away from like today.
A Disney's out. LeBron's load managing, and then there's gonna be Brody time, and most likely they're not gonna make the playoffs.
Less than 60 days.
They'll probably make the play-in, I think, honestly, just because they have LeBron.
LeBron.
If LeBron doesn't get hurt, then
37-year-old
they should
LeBron,
definitely
bro.
Make the playoffs.
But they're gonna need AD in the West. They're gonna need
they're
AD.
They're gonna need AD to compete in the playoffs. But yeah. I mean, I'm saying until then, they can at least make the play-in.
They're going to need Carmelo back also, like how he was at the beginning of the season. And Westbrook to take a little step back, probably.
Sure, bro.
But they should keep him in. If they get to the playoffs and they see the Nets, they
now
should keep Westbrook
keep
in all
in.
The
Who
time,
they
please.
In?
Huh?
Who are they going to put in instead of him now?
I don't know. Malik Monk. Malik Monk is good sometimes.
Malik Monk.
Monk. Or
Malik Monk is
who's
most
a, who's
inconsistent
a, the,
player on the Lakers.
Avery Bradley, but he's old and he can't handle nothing.
So who are you going to put in instead of Russell Westbrook? You have
he's
to put him in.
The roster violating.
I'm just violating the roster, honestly. But I want him. Against the Nets, I want Westbrook in.
There have been some... Wait, what did you just say?
I said in the playoffs...
So those
if they ever get to see...
So the finals.
Look at the TV. Look at this! All this is Shaq in a fool right now. All this stupid ass shit. I hope they show MJ again.
50 points.
Oh yeah, you're a boy, baby. Oh yeah, this is what he saw in the practice. This one's gonna mention.
You're saying
look
that
what
is
he's
a,
doing.
It's a
yes.
Another travel.
look at the heart of the. Why is he clapping?
He didn't even dribble. He fucked up the dribble.
This is OD, son.
He fucked up the dribble. You gotta pull back on the first and then two steps.
Look what he's wearing.
Yo, they violated him.
It's fucked up.
That's the Harden effect already, bro.
Already.
What's a Brody effect?
Ninth seed.
Exactly.
Hard effect, third seed.
We'll see what Harden gets to the Lakers when he gets back. I feel like it's the same thing is going to happen like it happened with the Warriors when they brought Klay back in. Mm. Klay is taking a lot of shots, and then it took a little bit for them to get, you know, adjusted because the other players were so used to taking so many shots that's how the team was playing well. And if Harden is going to take a lot of shots away from people and he doesn't make them, the Sixers could drop a game, which is kind of what happened in some games with the Nets. Not every game. Some games.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it's very interesting. I just want to see how the season ends.
To piggyback on what you said about the Warriors, Steph, Steph the other day came out and said he's not playing the way like he's been playing at the start of the season since Klay's been back. He's just been watching him move around and not has been moving around the court as much. So it takes a little bit of time to adjust. And I think once Embiid sees that he's having Harding, he's probably going to be putting less effort. So it's not going to be taking
Embiid's not going to be taking 25 shots every game now. Some games he'll probably shoot under 20 shots.
Yep.
Because if Embiid's having an off night, then Harden's going to be like, all right, it's my turn. Like, no one on the Sixers right now is doing that because they just like Embiid keep going. I don't know. Somehow we always get rerouted back to the Harden.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because it's such an interesting trade, but
it's an interesting team now. Like, how would they work out?
Sixers and six. That's what I keep hearing.
Against the Suns? My ass.
Against all.
I feel like they're going to hate each other.
Yeah, the Suns are crazy.
What do you guys think the finals is going to be? Just quick shout.
Sixers in the East, and then Suns in the West.
Nets, Suns, probably.
The Bucks are going to beat the Nets.
They can.
And then the Sixers are going to beat the Bucks.
No, they absolutely can.
I think it's going to end up being Nets-Warriors. The Warriors get a little bit more rhythm in the playoffs, the Suns are not as experienced as the Warriors are in the playoffs. They had one run last
year. They're streaky. Not even, I don't want to say
they
streaky.
They had one run last year against the injured
Chris
Lakers.
Paul's better.
The injured Lakers? Who did the Suns play in the second? Overall
better curse. Than Steph. Curse. Let's be honest, as a point guard.
Curse.
As a point guard.
Curse.
You get what I mean. I'm not saying a better scorer. I'm just talking about.
I know what you're saying.
He can move
the ball around.
But
he
I mean.
Move the ball around.
The Warriors. The Warriors will have Steph, Klay, Draymond, Andrew Wiggins.
When Steph is on
Looney, Jordan Poole, Gary Payton. The Suns are deep too. The Suns have a very good bench.
I don't think it's as deep as the
I feel like the Warriors are just in a little bit of a bad streak right now.
Okay, come on.
Still the depth
Cam
that
Johnson,
the have,
Cam Payne, JaVale McGee. They have a decent bench. They have Bismack, I think.
I mean, the Warriors got like 3 all-stars now. Andrew Wiggins is an all-star, so you really can't deny
that. The Warriors
have
been in like
Otto Porter has been okay. Jordan Poole has been great this season. Kuminga has been kind of nice on and off. Gary Payne has been nice. And once they get used to Klay being back and Steph getting back to how he used to play with Klay, because now he's like being a little bit lazy. Once they mesh up like that, they have the depth to, you know, let their superstars basically relax for a little bit and then come back when they need them. But I still believe the Suns will be the ones out the West. Like, the way Chris Paul been moving the ball and all that, it's crazy. And how good Devin Booker has been. It's definitely not going to be the Lakers, I know that for a fact. The East is going to be more interesting, I think.
The Grizzlies are in third right now. They're 41-19.
They don't have what it takes, though, I don't think.
I mean, they don't have anyone, I was just going to say, but they don't have that it player.
Yep.
Besides
Morant.
Other than Ja, but he can't do that in the playoffs all by himself. They don't have a single player in anything, like, in the top, like, you know, this per game, except Jaren Jackson, who's fourth in blocks per game.
Say Adams is probably their third best player.
Otherwise, there's literally nothing. You know, every big name team we talk about, you know, Giannis is averaging 29 a game right now. Embiid is averaging 29 a game. LeBron is averaging 29 a game. And DeRozan's averaging 28 a game.
It's crazy.
And then Trae Young is like 27.
Yeah, but also, the Grizzlies in the West are not. This is that big three is not making it out.
They're not making it out.
No. It's literally Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, and Steven Adams. It's looking like the Thunder.
Hmm?
It's looking like the Thunder. It's like Ja Morant was like Westbrook, Jaren Jackson. You can say it's nothing close to KD, and then Steven Adams. The West is going to be interesting to see in the playoffs. And the East is going to be, I don't know. It's hectic already. There's a lot of powerful teams.
I think it's way closer. And I mean, you have in the West, it's like triple the amount of games back. Almost from eighth place. Like the Nets are in eighth, but they're only 7 games back. They can easily go on like a 10 game
easily
push the right here at the end of the season.
Four or five players are not even playing.
Yeah, right here at the end of the season, like they can just win out. Like they can just completely take over
the
East.
Other teams that are up there
are
not as experienced.
The Bucks
can
do that.
The end of the season is very hard to win.
The Bucks can do that. They're only 2.5 games.
The Cavs can fall off easily.
Yeah,
any team can fall off really quick.
So I think the West is like, we kind of know the powerhouses that are going to come out. The Lakers, we got to see. Clippers, we got to see where they get. Timberwolves, I don't see them getting far. You know, I mean, do you see the Wolves beating any of those? I think the Mavs could even beat the Wolves, which, I mean, they will if they have to. But Luka just had 39 points tonight. Or sorry, 49 points tonight.
It's crazy.
So.
Mr. Embiid had a.
Ah, here he is. You're an Embiid fan.
I mean, come on now. That's my big.
That sounds kind of.
You a Daron Sharp fan now. You a Claxton fan.
Yeah, I am a Claxton fan. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with Claxton? Really? I'm a Drummond fan, actually, now. Yeah, that's his hometown, so he's going to rep, bro. Just wait. KD, Drummond, Ben Simmons. Like, who's topping that size, bro? Who's topping that kind of size? Tell me.
Themselves.
Embiid by himself?
They
Drummond's going to pipe him.
The biggest problem the Nets have is themselves, I think.
How?
I think
themselves. No, just listen. Themselves. The problem with themselves was Harden, and they shed that off. How? Everybody's happy now.
I mean,
everybody wants to play. Everybody's showing an effort. Happy,
but they're all like,
Just wait till Embiid sees less effort from Harden, just like what he was doing on the Nets.
Effort was not a problem. Effort? Nah, it's not effort.
Bro, he loses the ball. It gets stolen, and he literally walks by it. It gets picked up, and the guy dunks it, and he doesn't play any defense.
Harden's last game as a Net, he had 4 points, like 7 turnovers, and like 18% field goals.
He was injured. He was injured.
There's a whole compilation of him not trying on defense for the last month.
He was injured.
So he was injured. Is that an excuse to play bad?
Injured doesn't make you turn the ball over.
Injured is that no one's forcing him to play the game. He's going to go out there just to fucking put up 4 points against the Kings? Against the Kings in his last game, Thoughts? That's what you call trying?
That's fine.
That's fine. Trying to you?
I think it's trying.
Four points?
It's okay, bro.
Go ahead and end the NBA segment, just like how the Sixers have ended their season by drafting, trading for Harden and giving up everybody away. Like
seconded.
Exactly. Say what you want, Sixers and Six.
I think Harden has become the new supervillain of the NBA, and I'm here for it.
I think there's new narrative being created by all the Nets fans. They're so tight about
it's
Harden
not
leaving.
Just the thing is, I've seen more than just Nets fans be like, now they want to hate on the Sixers more than the Nets.
But it's okay.
The Nets have become a little bit more likable. Unless you're a Sixers fan and you hate Ben Simmons. That's the only reason.
I don't hate Ben Simmons. I think I like
so
Ben
the
Simmons.
Sixers have become the new hated team instead of
the
Nets.
New Nets.
And I like that. Maybe that curtain has been lifted off them, you know?
So
maybe they'll play a little freer, a little looser.
Sixers are the new Nets.
The Sixers are the new hated team. No, not the new Nets. They're a new hated team in the NBA.
Cool. No, I like that. I like the hate. I think not Ben Simmons.
I don't think Harden thrives off that.
I think he does.
Clearly he didn't.
How?
Because he doesn't have a ring. He's been hated. He's been hated.
He never had anybody. I can't say that because people just suck playing there. But I think now is his chance. He has the experience.
We'll see. We'll end it with that.
We talk about James Harden.
James Harden for like 95%. It's good. It's good. We'll take it.
Let's move on to a different kind of football. We haven't talked about soccer in a long, long minute. The last time we probably discussed anything about soccer was with Tippy, and I think it was like the beginning.
Months, at least.
Yeah, I think it was the beginning of the Champions League. A lot happened since then. I'd rather not participate in this talk. doesn't really include me anymore.
When does Barcelona play?
They played today, and today is a Thursday.
The amount of times I've been asked when Barcelona is going to play.
Yo, I heard
from the top, right?
I heard different leagues play on different dates. Who plays on Thursdays?
Europa League.
That can't be.
Europa League plays Thursdays and Fridays, if you guys didn't know that. And Champions League plays Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
That can't be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harden fans.
But we're talking about soccer. Leave James Harden alone, bro. Please. God damn.
Doesn't he have a stake in the soccer team? I'm pretty sure he does.
Not Barcelona.
MLS team, bro.
Yeah. Let's talk about that team.
Yeah, LA Galaxy?
Yeah, I think it is LA Galaxy.
All right, let's talk about that team.
KD, so,
today, Barcelona tied Napoli.
Oh, we're talking about Europa League? All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll start off from the...
Oh, fuck.
They had 21 shots, 5 on target. Napoli had 4 shots and 4 on target and 1 goal.
And Ferran Torres had like 5-6 shots.
Possession was 67% Barcelona and 33% Classic. Napoli.
Classic.
So...
Possession.
So what went wrong?
Barcelona...
14 fouls. Obviously. Why not?
Barcelona are possession merchants.
I am disgusted.
And it was your home game.
I am disgusted.
And that was your home game.
I am disgusted.
You guys know the kit they wore, that nice little design? They designed that for Champions League games. And now they're wearing them for Europa League games.
That's hilarious.
That happens.
Oh, how the mic fall in.
They brought a special kit.
Sometimes you can get the wrong kit. Sometimes it might be the wrong size. And it just didn't fit for the season, I'd say. However, I am disgusted, annoyed. Bothered. I don't know. I'm running out of words. We could have had this game. We could have had the Madrid game.
Looks like Sheriff might even win the fucking... Or the Rangers might win.
If they beat a team like us, I believe they can win all the way. But
Porto, Sevilla's up there too.
I'm just disgusted.
Sevilla's with the greatest team ever in Europa League history. I'm not even joking. I think they have the most Europa Leagues. They're really good in the Europa League. They suck at Champions League, though.
That's funny.
They couldn't suck against us, but I am very disgusted with this team. The amount of shots that have been missed is unfucking necessary. I don't know why nobody's aiming at the goal. We're literally right in front of it, and it
Javi
just
ball.
Sends it over the fucking out of the stadium.
Javi
we
ball.
Got Aubameyang not making a shot still. Torres just crying after the game because he missed so many goddamn times. He had a penalty, okay, whoop-de-doo, but he missed a wide-open fucking goal. We could have fucking had it, but I guess next game
second leg, maybe always second leg,
second maybe, I don't know. We missed hella shots again in the El Clasico too for no fucking reason. Dembele should get a little bit more minutes, but
Dembele's leaving, that's why he's not getting any minutes.
Yeah,
he's gone. That's why they got Traore. It was a Dembele replacement, but Traore is not Dembele.
He's a bull, man.
Dembele on his day was actually really good. The thing is, he just didn't have many days because he couldn't see the pitch.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he's just injured. Traore
can give you the minutes, but not the same production.
He played a good game. Mostly everybody just played a good game. Just nobody was able to finish. Over 20 attempts is a good sign, I'd say, for the next game. But just overall, just not finishing. That's the only problem. Besides that, we saw. I mean that's pretty much what we've seen from Barcelona today, but. The other, at least we didn't get embarrassed, like Dortmund, 4-2 to the Rangers with Haaland out. That's
shambolic.
Yep. Yeah.
So
Rangers.
Let's talk about Champions League. Round of 16, first leg.
Yep.
On Tuesday.
Messi missed penalty, right?
I mean, no. Blocked.
He's
blocked.
Trying to.
Blocked. Sorry.
He's trying.
Counts as missed.
He's trying to keep up with Ronaldo, bro. It's like last time.
Ronaldo at the same
shot.
Time in the hardest league in the world scored top bins.
There's no.
At the same time, Messi.
Nothing that's certified that is the toughest league. Nothing.
It is.
Messi. Nobody acknowledges the 7 assists. Nobody acknowledges the 7 assists.
Look at the work that's getting done.
Guys,
look at the top six teams of the Premier League and compare them to the top six teams of any other league in the world.
Spain is better.
Do you know the top? You know the top team? Top five teams.
Spain's better. Messi
not even not even standing wise. The top.
Either
six
way,
teams
he's
of
performing
statute.
Better in the Champions League. That's all I gotta say. This is the first game that he didn't score. And it got denied by a great goalie. You can't deny
Lionel
it.
Lionel Messi was awarded a 3 out of 10 game match rating. What do you think about that?
That's probably the worst he has in like a year. Wait,
in a year?
What? No, not a year, but like ever. Wait, what do you? Where did he get 3?
He got 3 out of 10 on a few.
Yeah, that's okay. That's biased. That's biased. That's biased. Okay, the one I'm looking at, he got a 7.4.
What are you looking at? Sofa score?
Yeah.
Sofa score always...
It just depends
Sofa score has historically boosted Messi's stats.
It depends on what stats you're looking at or what they're basing it off of.
I think more than a few.
What was the impact on the scoring play?
Nothing. It was Neymar to Mbappe.
It was Neymar's sub that came in.
Three shots off target. Okay,
off target.
Three shots blocked. There was 3 shots blocked. I mean, yeah, he you can say he missed a penalty, but Courtois is a fucking great goalie, so it's not like the first time he does
that. So he's not a better player.
But still, I mean, PSG regardless came on top in this game, as they should. I mean, Neymar clicked with Mbappe for late goal. Although he's going to go there, he should have missed that goal if he really liked Madrid. So I think that's a great sign that he just might not go to Madrid because he scored.
I think this makes him want to go even more, that he's trying that hard to impress that team. Like, yeah, apparently PSG offered Mbappe like a little bit over 500,000 euros a week salary.
That's not his decision.
Over 500,000 a week. So if he wants money, obviously he would probably stay. But I think he likes the team.
It's not even.
I think
he likes
Madrid like that. I think he'll leave.
It's not. No, I'm joking. But it's not. That's not even the narrative, because PSG just didn't want to let him go.
PSG could have had 200 million for him, but now they're gonna lose him for free. So
they got the Arab money.
They
don't care. They just kept him just cause.
Back on our topic of Pessi.
Hey,
he was awarded 3 out of 10 by L'Equipe.
Who's your who the
French?
Yeah, they're racist.
French.
How?
They're probably Lille fans or something.
You know what country PSG is from, right?
It got different.
Lowest score countries in the entire squad.
It got different teams, bro.
I mean,
they're probably Lille fans or some shit like that. On the other hand, we saw Pep Guardiola 5-0 some.
They always play some shit.
Some bums till
like
then.
They always
get the perfect
always,
draw.
Always.
Fucking Sporting and CP.
In the round of 16, bro, they always get the easiest. Bro, Mahrez, 1 goal. Bernardo Silva, 2 goals. Phil Foden, 1 goal. And Sterling, 1 goal.
Hey, man.
They just balled out. Sporting had 303 passes compared to City's 607.
It's a top two Portuguese club. But yeah, no, never mind. I'm lying. They're bums. As soon as they see a good team, they're gonna be screwed. Basically, yeah. That's the Manchester way.
Liverpool won 2-0,
which is against Inter Milan.
That matchup is over, because now Inter has to go to Anfield and beat Liverpool.
Yeah,
Anfield is like,
and they're chilling 2-0.
Anfield Stadium is like, the fans are closest to like the field, so it's pretty hard to win there, yeah, unless you're like, you know, like a pretty experienced like winning team. And Inter haven't been that recently, so I don't see them overcoming that.
The whole Italian league is not at this season. Nobody.
Yeah, it's a good matchup in the league, but they're not doing much internationally.
Especially with how good Salah been this season.
Yeah, he's been on form.
Yeah, him and Sadio Mane.
And Liverpool have made some good signings too. Luis Diaz, great pickup. Yep. Harvey Elliott is back from injury. So Liverpool look dangerous. I mean, I think they're right up there with Man City and Bayern is one of the favorites to win the Champions League.
So let's talk about Bayern. I think one team that really, I think, let down kind of hopes.
Lewandowski is a fraud.
Okay, that's just not true.
Fraud. Talk about his rating.
Coming off his best, like 2 years.
Bayern looked very fraudy.
But I was going to say, I mean, regardless, yeah, they didn't play a good game.
If Messi had a 7.4, Lewandowski had 6.3, I wonder what, give me a rating on that.
He never got a 3 out of
terrible performance.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to Bayern.
They're so critical.
Their starters all played. They had Lewandowski, Coman, Sané, Müller, Gnabry, Tolisso, Kimmich, Lucas Hernandez, Sule, Pavard. Neuer didn't play. I get it, but how do you only score 1 goal against Salzburg with that kind of attack? That kind of attack is ridiculous.
They had 72% of the possession, 22 shots.
I don't know what it was. Maybe they just looked off. They just looked off for some reason. But I mean, I think we all know that they're 99% going to pull it out in the second leg. Too much quality to not over 2 games beat this team, right?
It happens to the best teams, bro. What can we say? A lot of possession, missed shots. What can I say?
It does happen. Unfortunately, happens.
They're gonna pull it off in the next game. Maybe he just had an off game, let's say, for Lewandowski, but.
Let's talk about probably the biggest headliner of next week's Champions League games.
Juve against Villa.
We didn't talk about PSG, though, real quick.
What?
We didn't talk about how
how they're going to win next
game. Do we think that Madrid's going to come back and win this matchup or no?
Yeah. I don't believe we're going to come back to it, but I think Madrid will come back. We played a very defensive game. Our manager just, I don't know why he thought he could play defensive and win the game. We almost had a draw. It came down to the last minute. It came down to like one moment of brilliance of the best, pretty much the best player in the world right now.
Yeah.
So 1-0 is not bad at all when you're going home. To play a home game, 1-0 down is not bad. We'll see Valverde play more. Modric and Cruz are too old to be playing like counter-attacking football every single play, right? Like sitting back and just playing like that is not how Cruz and Modric play. They're like, you know, they're pinging passes all over like the pitch, running up and down. I don't know. The game plan was just off from Ancelotti, and there's been reports that he said to the locker room that he knows that his tactics weren't the best. He waited too long to do subs and all that, and I feel like the team knows that they have a pretty good chance of beating them at home. Giving up one goal to PSG is not bad at all. Yeah. At PSG's home.
I think your goal, Courtois, really saved you all that game.
That was
if Messi had a three, then Ferland Mendy should have like -2.
He's the
he had a Mendy.
Oh my god! Sometimes in that game, he just looked so nervous. I don't know what he was doing. He came back from injury. I get it, but like,
can't be that horrible.
He can't be playing like that. Carvajal gave up a dumb penalty. He did that against Juventus in the Champions League. He did that against, what did he do that against? Some other big team. I don't know. Carvajal's been doing this recently, and I think he's just his time is done in Madrid.
Your midfield is probably like held it down for this game, but defense and offense. And
our goalkeeper, Militao, and Alaba are the three MVPs this game. You see how Militao was holding that defensive line, bro?
Yeah.
How many times Mbappe or Messi was through and he just jumped in front of the shot? Alaba too, but if it wasn't for those three players in the middle, we probably would have got like 3 or 4-0, and then it would have been a clip. So I think Madrid survived, and they're going to capitalize because they're the more experienced
maybe
like team. They have more Champions League. They know how to win.
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I'm just saying. PSG got a
PSG on paper is better. On paper is better. We know on paper doesn't always turn out, right?
See, Messi going to turn up. It's okay. Messi got experience with Madrid.
Does he though? And the last eight Messi games against Madrid, he has 0 goals and 0 assists. Tell me about a little bit about that in the last eight games. The last eight games against.
Yeah, but he still got the experience and knowledge. Overall, over the years.
But against Madrid, they have.
It's okay. They have the formula
that no one else has. Yeah. They know how to. They have the experience. Casemiro's been playing against Messi for 10 years.
The talent.
Carl Hall's been playing against Messi for like 10 years.
Too high for PSG to lose.
It's a bad matchup.
So next week, we have obviously we just had Juventus against Villarreal.
It's actually a decent matchup.
I don't think
Villarreal is going to win, guys.
No, I believe in this Spanish.
Villarreal
league
plays very, very defensive, and yeah, their attack is decent, but I mean, Juventus should definitely win. Definitely win.
Dybala's there.
Chiesa is out. I think he has like a season-ending injury, but Juventus still have the quality. I don't think Villarreal is meant to go past this round. I don't think it's in destiny.
I think Chelsea has a pretty...
Chelsea, if they don't win that,
yeah,
it's very shocking.
Yeah.
Defending champions of the Champions League. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about that one. Benfica, Ajax.
Ajax
would destroy Benfica, but Benfica's actually not a bad team, though.
Yeah, they're not. They're a great team.
We saw Benfica give Bayern a hard time twice. We saw Benfica give Barcelona the work. But Ajax in their own league has been absolutely dominating. Mm-hmm. Like, they're absolutely terrorizing their league. So I'm expecting Ajax to win. They just have a really good coach, good chemistry going. But the headliner, obviously, Atletico Madrid versus Cristiano Ronaldo once again. The Atletico stopper.
Yeah.
Seriously, in his career, anytime somehow he just gets matched up with them, he just somehow beats them. It doesn't matter first or second leg. He's had their numbers, so I think it's going to be a great game. Atletico have not been the Atletico that they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I think, fourth or fifth in La Liga this year. They just lost to Levante, the last team in La Liga. So it's not like Atletico are coming in hot. Yeah. I mean, Man United are coming in hot. They just won.
They lost to Barcelona. Sitting in fourth. I mean, if we beat them 4-2, then that's...
They're sitting in fourth.
They're playing at Madrid.
That's not a good sign.
Atletico's fifth, yeah.
They're playing at Madrid.
It's in Madrid, too.
I think Man United has got this game. I don't think it's going to be like a crazy offensive game, but I think they'll pull out like a 1-0 or a 2-1. It's going to be a low-scoring game. I mean, if it's a high-scoring game, I'll love it, but I don't think Atletico can beat Man United in two games.
Now, who's in? It depends. It's going to depend on how... I mean, well, Joao Felix hasn't been really that good this season.
Joao Felix is not meant for that system, bro. Like, he needs to be on, like, City or, like, Liverpool or something where they actually play attacking football. Atletico don't play, like, the most beautiful football.
I don't know how long Griezmann is going to be out.
Suarez is not on form. Yeah. Suarez might go to Aston Villa.
Yeah, that's sad.
So I don't think Atletico is not their year.
I don't know how long Antonio Griezmann is out, but if he's in, at least they might have a chance. Otherwise, United should win this, and if they don't, then that's really disappointing.
Not really.
It won't be a crazy disappointment, but
for this season. With that,
I don't know, but
talent.
United is not doing great in the Premier League. It's not like they're destroying, but they're still like fifth, sixth, fourth. But
you just think about the roster. You got to think about form right now. Like
Atletico have a good roster on paper, really good roster. DePaul, they have good players, but it's gonna come down to tactics in this game. Whoever coach has a better tactic is gonna win this game.
And on that note. We'll see how the rest of this knockout stage is going to go, and we'll probably have an update next week. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a good episode. Football is basically out, so it's going to be basically soccer and basketball from here on out.
I think it's going to be really interesting off-season, though, for free agency, for training. Yep.
That's going to be coming up, too.
It's going to be bonkers.
A lot is going to happen soon.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to share your opinions, thoughts, questions, or would like to keep up when new episodes drop, you can follow us on any social media platform. Just look up Check the Stats. If you'd like to leave a review and what you think about this podcast, you can find us on any streaming platform. Just look up Check the Stats. This is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, and Dodge.
Peace.
Check Deuces. The stats.